Today's message for Saturday, 12th of February, 2022. The topic for today is God Sees Everything. Written by Reverend Oluwamwi Awookosande. Our memory verses. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian, and hid him in the sand, Exodus 2 verse 12. The heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked, Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Regrettably, the human heart even deceives itself in its unbridled penchant for deception, and sadly, we often accede to the falsehood it tells us. Think of Moses, who committed murder because his heart told him no one was watching. Truly, he looked this way and that way, and saw no man. But he forgot to look upward. Had he lifted up his eyes heavenward, perhaps he would have realized that there is a God up above who sees all, knows all, and judges all things. Oftentimes, the average man behaves like Moses, always thinking that the only eye that sees him is the human eye. We conveniently forget that there is actually nothing hidden under the sun. We lie to ourselves that if man does not see the evil we do, then our hideous acts are hidden forever. But the Bible says that God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 14. Even if you manage to hide things from men, be assured that a day is coming when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, Romans 2 verse 16. Then you will know that indeed, Jehovah sees all things and knows all things. It will be good to live your life henceforth with the mindset that all you do is open before God and that you cannot hide from Him. Then you will conduct your thoughts, words, and actions in the fear of God. Ultimately, you will be able to constantly please the Lord and abstain from all forms of unrighteousness, irrespective of whether people are watching you or not. Further Bible reading. Exodus 2 verse 1 to 15. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.